Welcome to the Julie Tussie Show. I am so glad that you are listening today. We have a lot of exciting things that we're sharing in the Julie Tussie Show today. We're going to be talking about our Rocktober Clean Chili Cook-Off, how you can turn your recipes in, and how you can win a gas card for submitting and winning that contest. Lots of fun right there. And today I'm going to be talking to you about a fantastic topic called You Become What You Hang Around.
The Julie Tussie Show presents Rocktober. Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussie Show live guest, current events, scathing expose. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Welcome to the Julie Tussie Show. I'm so excited to be with you here. It is October, baby, and we are having our Rocktober Chili Cook-Off. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So much going on this month that I just don't even know where to start. We have some great things we're going to talk about today. I got the most amazing news this week, and I am so excited. I'm going to spill the beans early. I'm just going to tell you. But I have followed a couple named Angelo and Veronica, and they are gospel singers and recording artists. I'm telling you, since I was in my 20s, I have been influenced by them. When I let April hear their music, she goes, "Oh, now it makes sense where you come from and why you sing the way you sing and why you do, you know, you write the way you write." She could see the influence, because they have been my all-time favorite gospel recording artists for many, many years. Well, I was talking with a friend, and I went and found all their old albums, and I got them in I ordered CDs and put them in my computer so I can listen to them whenever I want to. And then I put the CDs in my car. And I was talking to my friend, and he's like, "Oh, I met them once." And I'm like, "What? What? Oh my gosh." I said, can you connect me? Do you have an email? Do you have any way for me to find them?" And he said, "Well, it's been a long time," so he was going to look. Well, I went on the search, and I found them on Instagram, and I talked to them. I commented on something that they had posted. They have a new CD that they're about to drop. So, so exciting. And I actually just asked them. I said, "Hey, I have followed you forever. Would you come on the Julie Tussie Show?" And they said, "Yes." They said yes. So we're going to have that probably lined up in November. So excited. So if you get a chance, go look for Angelo and Veronica, and you will be impressed. What voices, and her voice is off the chain. Just off the chain. And we're also having a Rocktober Chili Cook-Off, a clean chili cook-off. You know, I love to take my favorite recipes and make them healthier and make them good for my body, all those kinds of things. And so we thought we'd have a clean chili cook-off. Now, how this is going to work is you will submit your recipe to the Julie Tussie Show at gmail.com. Go ahead and submit your recipe there, and we're going to pick three of the top recipes, and we are going to cook those. If you're local to the Lexington area, we will have you come in and cook with us. But if you're not, myself and or April are going to cook your recipe, and then we're going to take it to the crew of Tussie Homes Incorporated, Tussie Construction, our company, and let the guys do a taste test. They're not going to know whose is whose, but we're going to have them vote, and it's going to be so exciting. And Gary's going to even do it, which is a big deal. He said he would even be blindfolded so he wouldn't know whose was whose, because I think he thought I might sneak mine in there, but I won't. I want to taste your chili. So definitely by October 23rd, send in your chili recipe, your clean chili. Now, you know what clean means. Just try to use organic and whole foods, you know. Don't put lard and Crisco and stuff like that in it. And don't be putting in a whole bunch of chemicalized foods, but give us your recipe. We've heard back on Facebook and Instagram a little bit about people that are going to submit, so I'm very excited about that. April's really excited about it, and we are going to videotape it, so we'll put together a little video of it and let everybody know who the winner is when we do that. Now, the winner gets gas. That's right. I said it. The winner is going to get gas, a $25 gift card for gas. Everybody needs gas, man. You can go and shop and stuff, right, girls? You can shop if you have gas money. So that's coming up. Trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to tell you. Oh, I've been receiving a lot of country music artists sending me their stuff and wanting me to put it in the podcast. So I'm thinking about that. Going to be working with some new sponsors. Got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall and Christmas season. We're going to throw in some Christmas music and just great things. The other thing this month, of course, October is National Chili Month. So that's why we're having our Rocktober Clean Chili Cook-Off. But also, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I just want to remind you, ladies, that it's so important that you do a monthly self-breast exam. Check your breasts. I do it in the shower. And you know what would be great? You know, just like every month we have bills that are due on a certain date, I think it would be great if, like, y'all would get with your girlfriends and choose a date, be it the first of the month, because everybody's rent's due then and it'll be a good reminder. But choose a date that you will text each other and remind each other, hey girl, did you check your breast? Did you do it this month? You know, and check it and make sure that you're being proactive and preventative, okay? Definitely. Breasts are a beautiful thing, and you don't want that to turn into something that is devastating and life devastating. So also, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that's dealing with breast cancer, please reach out to them and love on them and pray for them and encourage them, because slowly but surely we are making headway in fighting this, but we know that self-breast exams are the number one way to prevent breast cancer. So get a list of your girlfriends, your aunts, your sisters, your cousins, get yourself a circle, put together a little tribe, and make sure that you are reaching out to each other and encouraging each other every single month. And of course, get your yearly mammogram. I was on Facebook the other day and I saw a lady post that she had gotten her first mammogram, and she had actually put it off because someone had told her it was so painful. I have had it done a few times and it is not so painful to me. It can hurt, you know. It's like trying to take a circular ball and flatten it like a pancake. But it's not unbearable in any way, and they're so professional. It's just, there's not that embarrassing element. They're so good at what they do. Here at the Baptist Health Hospital, they do a fantastic job with the women. So please don't be afraid. And if you are, talk to somebody who's had it done. And if that's not available, just go and do it and talk to them when you're there and tell them that you're afraid of it. But definitely, definitely get your annual mammogram, ladies. Get your annual mammogram. So it's fall. my favorite time of year, and I've been updating you on my weight loss. I was down, I actually posted this on the Julie Tussey Show on Facebook, facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow, that I do a monthly chart when it comes to my weight. My weight can fluctuate literally 5 pounds. Like today, I can weigh what I weigh, and tomorrow I can be 5 pounds heavier. And then the next day, it'll be down 2 pounds, and then it'll go down 4 pounds, and then it'll go back up. My weight is just crazy. It's probably the perimenopause crazy stuff I'm going through. But I decided in January I was going to do a monthly chart of my weight loss. And I am so happy to say that I'm averaging about 5.5 pounds a month right now. My first 6 months, they were like off the chain crazy. You can go see that chart, and it's a really, really good idea because, you know, I have talked about the scale and how you can't let it beset you. I can get on the scale every day now, and it doesn't bother me. I don't, but I can. It used to be if I got on that scale and I was up 0.2, I was just devastated, and it would throw me off track of what I'm trying to do. Well, I'm trying to create a lifestyle, and I'm trying to be diligent with, I follow Weight Watchers, and I do make it my own. I talked about that in one of the podcasts, and I do make it my own, and then I did the program about weight loss revelations. I got a hunger pain and I didn't die. That has gone great. But it's so true. I've learned that if I get a little hungry, it's not going to kill me and I don't go into binge mode. But I'm saying all that to say that I've had to do so many different things to overcome being derailed when it comes to my weight loss. So this monthly chart is fantastic. I can see I've had months where I didn't lose anything. I've had months where I lost a lot. I had months where I gained. And it's all equaling out. I was down 20 pounds. And at the end of this month, my weight today was up 2. Now I'm not worried because it's kind of like that time of the month for me. As far as water retention, and my body thinks it's time to, you know, get ready for baby time. But I'm not worried about it because I can see the overall picture. It has set me free. So if you are losing weight and you get beset by the scale easily, do this. Just keep track of it. Weigh yourself on the last day of every month or the first day of every month and just take that chart and do your thing. Do your thing, baby, for a whole month. Don't even look at the scale. Just do your thing for a whole month.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
It's Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show.
So we're here today and we're going to be talking about a great subject. I was thinking about this the other day and I thought, you know, I'm going to talk about it on the Julie Tussey Show. I am all about empowering men and women and helping people to realize your potential is so great. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you want to do, set goals and do things to be successful. And I'm all about that. You know that. So I was thinking about the subject of you become what you hang around. Now, I have heard this because I came out of church. You know, I grew up in church and I have a bunch of scriptures in my mind and in my heart. And there was always this scripture in there that said, you become the company that you keep. And I've always been curious about that and interested in that. And so I remember studying it really young. And so I was thinking about it, that you become what you hang around. And I have lived this long enough to say that that is so true. Oh my gosh. If you have goals in your life, you need to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, people who are maybe doing what you want to do, people who are encouraging, because whoever you surround yourself with, that's what you're going to become. Whoever you're listening to on podcasts and television and radio, that is going to influence you. So I wrote this down. I wrote, I surround myself with beautiful, intelligent, inspirational tiger ladies who are business-minded and go-getters. I actually do. And you know what? It's not always easy to find those kind of people, but I'm always listening to Heather Robertson because I want to work on losing weight for a lifetime and making my life different and living something, not just doing a yo-yo diet or a get skinny fast and get fatter faster kind of thing. So I listen to Heather and I surround myself with people who have done what I want to do and they have succeeded. I have my sister-in-law, Debbie. She has lost 65 pounds, I think, and she is keeping it off. I have my friend Elsie. She has lost 65 or 70 pounds, and she has kept it off. I keep these kind of women in my life because they have done what I want to do, and they love me, and they share with me, and they encourage me. And right back at them, I encourage both of them through their weight loss, even though mine wasn't moving. But they are strong women, and they are go-getters. When it comes to business, I like to surround myself with people who are more advanced in my field than I am and more advanced in the things that I want to be successful at. We are building homes with Tussie Homes Incorporated now. And that is a result of 3 or 4 years of building relationships with women who are in banking, women who are in real estate, and men who are in the field that I want to be in, women and men who are flipping houses, women and men who are building houses, and that we have surrounded ourselves with these kind of people, and we have learned and studied, and that's another whole subject, but we have prepared ourselves. Gary, of course, grew up in it and knows tons about it, but I didn't. And I had to educate myself. And now I'm doing this podcast. And I kind of got into it bass-ackwards. I really did. I didn't do enough research on the marketing end of it and how all of it works. I just wanted to get on air and make the things that I've gone through available so that other people don't maybe have to learn the hard way or go through it the hard way. I wanted to be an encouragement. I wanted to be someone that would make other people laugh and forget the stresses of life. And so that was my whole motive. So once I got in, I had to learn. I had to go back and learn how to do the business side of podcasting. And baby, it's a whole animal all unto its own. I even have April work with me. We're kind of like a creative think tank, and she is just another woman. She is absolutely gorgeous, so intelligent, has a master's degree and all kinds of other degrees, and just brilliant. And you know, if I wasn't secure in myself, I could feel intimidated by these people that are around me. So you have to realize that someone's always going to know more than you, someone's always going to do better than you are doing, and someone is always going to be more advanced than you are in the dream that you have. They're living their dream and they've done it. But I look at that as an asset. I look at April as an asset to me because where she would think of something that I wouldn't think of, that benefits the vision, the goal. That is a benefit to her. So you need to surround yourself with really strong, strong, successful people. Not to say that you can't have friends who aren't that, because there's definitely going to be friends in your life that aren't in the same area. But you need to surround yourself with what you want to become. If you want to become an airline pilot, then you need to find you some people who have that same dream. Go to school with them and find somebody who's maybe a mentor or someone you look up to. You know, I want to be funny and I want to be inspirational. So I listen to comedians a lot, and I listen to like Tony Robbins, and I listen to T.D. Jakes, and I listen to people that inspire me and people that are like, yeah, that thing inside of me, they're helping that dream inside of me come to fruition, to come to become everything that it can be. I hang out with active, healthy women and not couch potatoes, because I could be a couch potato so easy, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be. So it's just something to think about today. You become what you hang around. Let me see. I wrote Oh, yes. This is a good one. I wrote, I surround myself with beautiful, intelligent, inspirational, business-minded tiger ladies who are go-getters, who are high maintenance. That's another whole subject. My husband says that I'm high maintenance. I don't really consider myself high maintenance. Like, I like nice things, but I can live without. I don't have to have a bazillion diamonds, and I don't have to have, you know, Rolls Royce, and I don't have to have the best of everything. Mostly, I want a happy, love-filled marriage and a healthy, happy family. That is my number one priority in life. But when it comes to this high maintenance thing, what that is for me is that I surround myself with women who take care of themselves. They do wear their makeup most of the time. They do wear their hair styled and done. They do dress for success, you know, not in business attire necessarily, but I just think that having a little bit of a higher standard for yourself, it makes you feel better. And I work at home, so there are days when I come down in a ponytail with my teeth brushed and my exercise clothes on, and I might do a podcast. But I'd say 70% of the time, I am dressed for business because you never know what opportunity is going to come. You know, dress, I believe in dressing for success and living for success. Dress for where you want to go, not where you are. Live for where you want to go and not where you are. Now that right there is worth $1 million. It's worth $1 million if you ask me. Because if you are ready at all times for an opportunity. Have your business cards in your purse. Have yourself looking great and ready. Not where you would be embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, I ran to the store to get milk and I look like I just got out of bed and I ran into, you know, Mrs. X who could make my whole life successful and give me a great job. You would be embarrassed. You don't want that. You want to be prepared for success. You know, I've always said that preparation, it takes a long time. But when you're prepared and you are preparing yourself, all of a sudden, boom, success would happen suddenly. I can't tell you how many times I've been out in public and I have run into somebody who is going to change my life and help me to achieve my goals. And so glad that I did not have my soccer mom or my twin mom who's been up all night nursing babies look going on when I ran into them. First impression, super, super important. We'll be right back. So we're talking about you become what you hang around. I hang around what I want to be. I hang around with women who inspire me and who are obtaining, even if it's not the same goal, they're goal setters and goal getters. They go get those goals. I like to hang around people who are dreamers, people that they're inspired and visionary. Gary is very visionary, and that's one of the things that attracted me to him. He's super strong in vision, and I am a visionary. I've sometimes felt like I've gotten off track because I've been raising children for 30 years. When you have your twins, you know, 12 years apart, you're going to feel like you are doing nothing but raising kids. But in my heart, though, and in my life, I've always made room for music, songwriting, working with others and working with Gary on music and doing what I could in that arena. And now I've added the podcast. You've got to get where there are people in your life that inspire you and that are dreaming. And you can see that they're dreaming and they're living their dream. Because, you know, we always close the program. I always close it with, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. And I so truly, truly mean that from my heart. I remember when I was 32, a friend of mine, she was a friend of mine that I had been close with at one time. And she, just at age 32, she died of an aneurysm. And I remember standing at her casket, and she had gotten involved in drugs. She was absolutely gorgeous, just a beautiful woman, and just seemed to have so, so much potential. But she got involved in drugs, and she ended up divorcing her husband, and she had two small children. And so I'm standing at her casket And I hadn't seen her for a year. I'd kind of lost track of her. I had tried to help her through her drug addiction and things like that, and just stayed her friend and loved on her as much as I could. But I'm standing looking at her casket, and on one side of her casket is her husband and two little boys. And on the other side is some guy that looked like ZZ Top, and now this is 25 years ago when it wasn't cool to look like ZZ Top, right? He was a biker, and she was a model, and he had buried her in a Harley jacket, and she had married this man, and I didn't even know it. I'm not saying anything on him, but she had changed so much, and I just could not believe that she was gone. I could not believe it. And as I looked at her laying in a Harley jacket, which I'd never seen her in, like so completely opposite of who and what she was. And I see this other husband, and then I see her husband, her first husband and two children. I was the same age as her, and I remember looking at her and thinking to myself, if Kim would have known that she was going to die at age 32, I think she would have lived her life differently. Because I knew she had aspirations and goals, and I knew she had so much talent, and she was so beautiful. And I knew she would have lived differently, and that made me look at myself. So at 32, I took a long, hard look at my own life. I was pursuing music. I was a Christian recording artist and kind of ahead of my time musically, and I had been doing everything I could do, but I had to take a long look at my life and say, okay, are you happy? Are you doing what you want to do? Are you really fulfilling everything, every dream that you have? Are you pursuing that, or are you just surviving? And basically, I was just doing a lot of surviving. And so I made some very hard, hard decisions at that time in my life, and I made some very big changes in my life. And I have never regretted that I did that. So you have to look at your life and say, what do I want? First of all, you have to decide what you want. And secondly, you have to go for it. Thirdly, you want to surround yourself with people. You can do it through podcasts. You can get on podcasting. There's so much great information out there. And you can begin to associate and hear someone else telling you how they did what you want to do. Surround yourself with friends that love you unconditionally, and surround yourself with people who are in your field doing what you want to do, okay? That's my word of wisdom for today. So I hope that this is encouraging to you. I hope that you are successful. If you want to lose weight, you can do it. If you want to start your own business, you can do it. If you want to become a motivational speaker, you can do it. If you want to be an airline pilot, you can do it. If you want to work in, you know, any kind of marketing or anything you want to do, you can do it. And I'm here to tell you today that you can. You can do it. I'm doing it. I am not the most likely candidate to succeed. I had a lot of things against me when I first started out when it came to self-esteem and self-image and things like that. And I am not everything that I want to be, but you know, I've come a long way, and these are some of the things that I have learned that have helped me. So reach out to me, you guys. Reach out to me and let me know. I want to know what your dreams are. I want to know that you all are out there listening, and that this is encouraging you, and that you are changing, that it's helping you to change your life for the better. Isn't that what it's all about? Just to have a happy, healthy life and love your friends and family and do all that you can do to be what you were created to be. That's the bottom line for me. This is Julie Tessie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest, and we will talk with you soon.
I'm Julie Tessie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tessie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tessie Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.